This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself on all social media platforms as well. Ooh-wee! Ice Trader Gang, how about it, people? Good Wednesday morning to you, and we are feeling good this morning. Braves got to win, and we already know what the Hawks did last night. Big, big win. Keep their season alive as they take down the Boston Celtics in TD Garden in Boston, 119-117. Huge, huge game from Ice Trey. And, I mean, he just does what he does. This is how names are made. This is how your fame is made. This is where you make the big bucks. Trae Young knew it was money time, and he cashed in. Before we even get to anything else, if you haven't heard it already, let's hear how that dagger three sounded.
Trae now brings it across against Jaylen Brown. Trae in the middle, fires the three. Bang! Trae Young just hit it with 1.8 to go, and the Hawks take a two-point lead. 119-117. Trae Young has just stunned this crowd, folks. Trae Young has just stunned Boston.
Ooh, I never, ever, ever wanted to hear a Steve Holman bang more before in my life until that. very moment. What a game for the Atlanta Hawks. What fight from the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, that was special last night. They just continued to hang around and hang around and hang around, continued to take body blows from the Boston Celtics throughout the entirety of the game. They would go down 10, cut it to 6, go down 13, cut it to 6, go down 10, cut it back to 8 or 6. It just kept going back and forth, and the Hawks never really felt like they could get over that hump until about the 6-minute mark in the final frame. And then they went on a 15-2 run to close out the ball game, and Trae Young took over. I mean, just incredible, incredible game for the Atlanta Hawks. Incredible game for Trae Young. He hit some big, big shots down the stretch. And the Hawks defense got some big, big stops down the stretch of the final few minutes of that ball game. And Trae Young hit some big threes. He had like 3 big threes in a row. He hit the one to cut the lead down to 3. He hit the one to tie up the game. And then, obviously, he hit the one that would seal the game. So, Trae Young getting the shot right early, late on in the game, getting the range right late on in the game. So, I mean, just incredible. I was hyped up last night, man. I can't even explain it. Also, another reason why it's such a great day is West Georgia Wednesday. And you already know, my girl Noel White holding it down behind the glass. I mean, Noel, you're a Hawks fan just as I. How are you feeling after last night's game?
Okay, so it's West Georgia Wednesday, right?
That's right.
So guess who went down to West Georgia one day?
You did.
I did.
What?
I went to the second to last show because I wasn't supposed to be able to make the Thursday show because I have Janet Jackson tickets, but we'll get to that.
Oh, no.
We'll
you
get
got
to
Janet
that.
Jackson tickets?
But I told them on their show, Sports Pack, every Monday and Thursdays at 6 o'clock,
right,
that sometimes teams with missing players come out with more fight than you think.
That's right.
And right after I said that, Jimmy Butler went out there and put up, what, 56?
Yeah, something like that. He went crazy.
And then Trae Young came out here and put up 38 and 13?
Yep.
Sometimes when your back is against the wall, you come out swinging like you're supposed to.
I mean, they always say it. They always use this analogy when they talk about, you know, desperate teams, Noel. It's like fighting a wounded animal. You never want to fight a wounded animal because that's when they're most dangerous, because that's when they feel the most threatened. That's when they are at their peak dangerousness, to say the least. So, I mean, the Hawks came out and they fought. And, you know, you got to call out Boston a little bit, too. I don't want to take any credit away from the Hawks, but Boston, they came out a little flat last night, too. They just seemed like they were going to be able to come in, give a half effort, and just roll over the Hawks. They thought the Hawks were done. They thought they had finished the Hawks in Atlanta when they went up 3-1. But the Hawks said, we ain't finished. In Boston, they didn't come out with that intensity that they needed to.
That's the other dangerous part about the wounded animal. You also let your guard down.
You're right. That's right. You think you got somebody? You think you got a team down? You think you took all the fight out of them? And then they come out and they catch you by surprise. And that's what the Atlanta Hawks did to the Boston Celtics last night, because they came out swinging and they did their thing. So, man, just as a Hawks fan, I am super, super proud of that performance they gave last night, because they could have easily came out and quit. They could have easily said, you know what? We don't got DeJounte Murray. We don't got our second all-star. It's going to be tough. They just got us at home after a tough game. You know what? We just going to pack it in. They could have said 1-2-3 Cancun, but they didn't. Trae Young said, y'all still got me. Y'all still got an all-NBA caliber player. Y'all still got y'all first all-star. And if, as long as y'all got me, we good. And Trae Young put the team on his back late in the game. Let's get to some post-game sound as well. You already know where we got to start. Trae Young talking about what was going through his mind, how he was reading the defense, and what happened on that final possession when he hit the dagger.
We were down 1, so I was really trying to get a layup. I was really trying to get into the paint, and we had enough time that I could get the ball and dribble down and try to create something. And if someone helped, I still had enough time to get somebody else the ball, too. So But Jalen was backing up pretty hard, and I think he was expecting me to try to go by him and get to the basket and either get a layup or a floater or try to draw a foul. So I could tell he was backing up, and then Marcus was sprinting up to trap, and then at that point I looked up and it was only like 3-4 seconds left, maybe two. So it was I just had to trust in what I've done my whole life and just shoot it with confidence.
That's right. He had to shoot it with confidence, and that he did. And that's interesting because I was wondering too, like, last night it was one of those moments where you're like, all right, we were down one, and you were just like, okay, Trey, just get to the basket, try to draw a foul, you know, just go for a two-pointer, don't go for the three. And then when he pulled up and shot that three, I was like, oh, no. Then I was like, oh, yes, when he hit that three. That was one of those moments. So it's interesting to hear Trey Young explain that he was going for the two, but the way Jaylen Brown played him, which, you know, when you go back and look at the tape and you look at the highlight, Jaylen Brown was anticipating that Trey Young was going to try and use his speed to get by Jaylen Brown and get to the rim, and he did give Trey a lot of room, and that's why Trey hit the little fake and then shot the three, and that thing went bang, according to Steve Holmes. So interesting to hear Trey, how he kind of – what he saw in that play and how he broke it down and how he ultimately got himself to shoot that three-pointer, which luckily he made. So great shot making right there by Trey Young, and very cool to hear exactly what was going through his mind and why he did what he did on that final possession. Another thing that was important and vital to that Hawks victory last night was their fourth quarter defense. We talked about the last 6 minutes of that game. They went on a 15-2 run, and the Hawks haven't been able to go on many runs like this during the series just because they haven't been able to get the stops against Boston when they really needed to. It seems like this whole entire series before last night, that Boston, whenever they needed a bucket, they were able to get a bucket, whether it's going to the rim, hitting a big three, getting into the paint and hitting a floater, whatever. It just seemed like they were able to get a bucket whenever they needed to. But however, last night, they could not do it. The Hawks were able to get stops defensively, go on that 15-2 run and close out the game. Let's hear Trey Young talk about that Hawks fourth quarter defense.
I mean, I think we did what we were doing all game, just being physical, and they kind of missed some tough shots at the end, and we kind of forced them to take some more tough shots, and we just picked up our energy on that end and just pushed the ball on the other, and it worked out for us.
Yeah, that's what you have to do against Boston. You got to be physical. You got to let them know that, hey, you just ain't going to be able to come up in the paint and do whatever. You ain't just going to be able to get whatever shot off that you want at any point in time. You're going to have to earn every single bucket, just like the Celtics are making the Hawks earn every single bucket. It's got to be the same way for the Celtics on offense. So Hawks did a good job, a very, very good job getting stops on defense late in that fourth quarter so they could go on that 15-2 run to close out the ball game. Let's hear a little bit from Quinn Snyder before we go to break here. You are listening to the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your boy Dylan Matthews hanging out with you live in the Kia Studios, and we are reacting to a big Hawks victory as they force a game six, which will be Thursday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Time still be to announce, probably tip at 6:30 or 7, and actually, yeah, tip at 7 or 7:30. Excuse me, tip will be at 6 pregame. I keep saying tip. Pregame is going to be at 6:30 or 7, and tip will probably be at 7 or 7:30 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. All right, let's hear from Quinn Snyder. He talked about playoff Trey Young.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I mentioned before, there's lots of little things that if you're around him, you start to see that, you know, when he does them, I think the game is easier for him, you know, and you know, he's so quick. I've said it before, he has to utilize space because he's so good in space, and that's why, you know, his willingness to, you know, to shoot the ball is so important. You know, there's always a few that as a coach you go like, you know, but it's a mindset as much as anything. And I don't, I don't want to change any of our guys' mindset in that regard. I feel like we can stay aggressive and, you know, we can coach him through that. We talked a couple games ago about keeping his dribble alive. You know, he kept his dribble alive. There were a couple times he didn't, and he kind of looked over the bench and, like, I got you. Where you don't have to say anything, you know. And like I said, I think his range opens up the lane for him. And, you know, the game slows down for him. And his teammate, you know, part of it is it's when we ran, you know, one of the things he looked at, he needs space, he needs spacing, and he also needs to give the ball up, you know. And that's those decisions when the ball's in your hands are really important, you know, and he's willing to do that too. So, you know, he's a heck of a player.
Heck of a player indeed. And really nice to hear Quinn Snyder just break down how his relationship with Trae Young has blossomed and developed. You heard him talk about there where he might lose the ball or mishandle the ball, and he just looks over at Quinn. He's like, you know, I got you. I know that was on me. I got you, coach. So just really cool to hear Quinn talk about how their develop is starting to blossom and develop. So good stuff there from Quinn Snyder talking about his guy, Trae Young. All right, cool story coming at the end of the game as well. We'll get to Trae Young talking about his FaceTime call with DeJounte Murray, and he told him before the game, be ready for game six. We'll get to that sound in just a second, but we actually have audio of the FaceTime call, so let's listen to that first and foremost.
Six, killer. Yeah.
Big boy, yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Big boy.
Hell yeah, I'll see you, brother.
That's right. Six, killer. They already know what's going on. DeJounte Murray tweeted after the game, too, just saying, just giving praise to his guy, Trae Young. So that was cool to hear. And quickly here, before we go to break, let's also hear Trae Young talk about that FaceTime call with DeJounte Murray right as soon as it got in the locker room.
Before the game, did he say anything to you after the game, send you a text or anything so far?
Oh, no. I FaceTimed him as soon as I got in the locker room. FaceTimed DJ, told him to be ready. I told him before the game, we're gonna take care of business so he can play in Atlanta. So Can't wait to see everybody in Atlanta.
And we can't wait to see you, Trae, and hopefully we can't wait to see the Hawks force a game seven. It's possible. Carry over this momentum. Trae Young, we didn't get to this clip specifically, but he talked about how he's starting to see things from Boston, how he's starting to understand how Boston wants to defend him and how Boston is trying to stop him. So he's figuring some things out. The Hawks altogether are figuring some things out. They were able to go on that 15-2 run, 12-0 run in the fourth quarter at one point as well. So they're figuring some things out on offense and defense. You get DeJounte Murray back, you never know what can happen. You go to Atlanta, come back home, come back here to State Farm Arena, take care of business on Thursday. You never know what happens in a game seven. So don't give up hope, Atlanta. Believe, because this Hawks team still believes and they are still fighting. And we got to be right there fighting and believing with them. All right. It was a big night in the A last night. Talks about the Big Hawks win here in the opening segment. We got to talk about what else has been going on around the A. Arthur Smith, Terry Fontenot, they spoke to the media. Jeff Okuda as well. We'll let you know what they had to say about the upcoming draft. Talk about Jeff Okuda having a clean slate here in Atlanta. And we'll also talk about the Bravos because they got a nice win as well against the Miami Marlins. They took care of business. We will take a trip around the A when we come back. It is the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios feeling good on a Wednesday morning. We'll be right back to take a trip around the A on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. On a very happy hump day, West Georgia Wednesday as well. Dylan Matthews, Noel White, two West Georgia graduates holding it down in the Kia Studios on the biggest and baddest radio station in the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia. I was just reacting to the Atlanta Hawks' huge Game 5 victory in TD Garden over the Boston Celtics. We'll let you hear from Quinn Snyder. We'll let you hear from Trae Young. We'll get to John Collins and Onyeka Okongwu here in just a minute as we will go around the A. I will say, though, in the next segment, I got to hear more about how Noelle, I know she's a Hawks fan, just like all of us, but Noelle revealed to us in the beginning of the show that she has Janet Jackson tickets. And I got to know, Noelle, we're going to save it for the next segment, but I need to know if you were at all conflicted. So we're gonna talk about it in the next segment. We're going to have some fun with that. But Braves got a big win. Hawks obviously got a big win. Like I said, we talked about that in the open. The Falcons, we heard from Terry Fontenot, Arthur Smith about the upcoming draft. Jeff Okuda talked to the media as well. His introductory press conference was yesterday. So we got a lot to go over. And let's get it done. Without further ado, let's take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
Let's get it. The Atlanta Braves. They were also winners last night as they took care of business once again against the Miami Marlins. And oh, Charlie Morton was looking good. Seven innings pitch. They only gave up three hits, one earned run. Charlie was looking like prime Charlie Morton, and I love it. He had a very good day, very good night, I guess I should say, at the ballpark, and the offense was roaring too, and that boy Ozzie Albies is staying hot. Two home runs. Let's hear about one of them. The wizard Ozzie Albies was out working last night.
And the lefty deals. Ozzie pretty well struck. Left center. Gone! The wizard of Ozzie has left the building.
I see what Brandon Gaudin did there. That's courtesy of Bally Sports and Brandon Gaudin, of course. The Wizard of Ozzie. Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Ozzie. Yeah, you get what he did there? That was pretty clever. I see what you did there, Brandon. I see what you did there. But the Braves get a nice 7-4 victory. Eddie Rosario homered again as well. Like I said, Ozzie Albies hit two home runs in the game. Austin Riley had an RBI as well. Ronald Acuna Jr. continued to stay hot. He went 2-4 last night. So the Braves just taking care of business, doing that thing against the Miami Marlins. And they have at least guaranteed themselves a split of the series. Going to be a tough tonight, though, because taking on Sandy Alcantara. Obviously, he is, I believe he won the Cy Young last year, if I'm not mistaken. But he is an ace of aces of aces when it comes to starting pitchers in Major League Baseball. So that's going to be a tough matchup. But we got Bryce Elder on the mound, and he's been arguably the most consistent pitcher for the Atlanta Braves thus far, at least when we talk about starting pitching. Probably if you even go to the bullpen, he's probably been just the Braves' most consistent pitcher overall. Got a sub-2 ERA right now, Bryce Elder does. So he's looking good. He's been playing and pitching really well as of late. So hopefully the Braves can get some runs against old Sandy and go ahead and get this series win against the Miami Marlins and continue their winning ways and start their own winning streak back up after they had a 8-game winning streak snapped against the Houston Astros after this past weekend series. The Atlanta Falcons, we had Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot talk to the media about the NFL draft, and they had some very interesting things to say. Let's start with Terry Fontenot, because he talked about, as I find the name of the cut here it is, Terry Fontenot talks about what their draft board looks like and what best player available means to them, because we always talk about, okay, we know the Falcons are going to draft best player available. They always talk about and say they're going to draft best player available. In these past two drafts, it seems like they have stuck true to that and drafted the best player available with Kyle Pitts, with the number 4 overall pick back 2 years ago. Drake London with the number 8 overall pick last year. It seems like they are truly committed to drafting best player available. Well, Terry Fontenot explained what best player available means to the Atlanta Falcons.
So the draft board isn't just one line of players and you're taking who else, the person that's on the top of it, right? So players are in categories. So generally when you're on the clock, you have players in a category, and but there's multiple positions can be in that particular category. When we say best player available, the key is don't reach for need. If you have players up in this category, don't reach down and take a lesser player at a position of need, because number one, we're not drafting just for today or tomorrow. We're not prisoners of the moment. We're drafting for, you're going to have these players under contract for the next 4 to 5 years. So, and your needs change day to day. So we want to make sure that we're thinking long term and big picture.
That's exactly right from Terry Fontenot. You do not reach for a player based on need. You just don't. If there's a player who can and will make your football team better, then you draft that player. You draft the player who's going to make the biggest impact. You draft the best player available. So it's just really as simple as that, because Terry makes a great point. Needs always are changing. Needs are forever evolving. So you can't always draft by need, because they're always changing. You never know what's going to happen. Let's continue to hear from Terry Fontenot, continuing to talk about best player available. And he defines best player available as the best player who can make the biggest impact.
Well, you're also not graded on the curve. You want an impact player. You know, so if you say, hey, this player is going to be an impact player, and at this other position, this player is going to be a depth player. You know, I think that's what we're talking about. If you have impact players at either one of these positions, then yes, you can say, okay, we want this premium position, or we have a clear – look, we talk about positionless football. Hey, the head coach or the coaches have a clear vision for this player and how we're going to use them, so let's get out of the position mindset. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure we're taking impact players and making the total team better.
Most definitely. You want – with the number 8 overall pick, you have to. And really, this goes for first round picks, really even second round picks, and maybe even third round picks, depending on who you take. But you have to have impact players at least rounds 1 through 3. And most of the time, 10 times out of 10, your first round pick needs to be a starter. So that's why you draft the best player available, because that player needs to be an impact player and play right away and make an impact on this football team right away. And same thing goes with a second round pick and even a third round pick at times. So love the approach from Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith. Let's hear one more from Terry Fontenot. There have been rumors and reports about the Falcons possibly wanting to trade back, maybe even trade up in the draft. And Terry Fontenot revealed that they're at least taking calls. You're always going to do your due diligence, if I can speak correctly. Terry Fontenot talks about he's taking calls right now and the rest of this week leading up to the NFL draft.
Correct. We've already, and we'll continue to do that over the next couple days. But we have. We've already talked to a few teams after us because we want to be open. And we've talked to teams in front of us. And we've talked to teams behind us so far. We'll continue to have those conversations because we want to be flexible. Like Arthur said, we game it out and we talk through all the different scenarios, and it's our job just to be prepared for whatever happens. So we talk through all the different ways. But yes, we've had those conversations already, and we'll continue to have those conversations, whether we're talking about in front of us or behind us.
That's right. You got to at least have those talks. You have to do your due diligence. So could we see the Hawks trade up? Maybe. If the scenario and the situation is right and if the player is there that they want, could we see them trade back? Definitely. If the player is there and they think they can move back and still get said player, then you could definitely see them possibly trading back as well. And maybe a team like the Tennessee Titans, who have just recently been reported to not have any more faith in Malik Willis, maybe they want to trade up, get to that number 8 spot where the Falcons are, draft who they think is their franchise quarterback of the future. And Falcons want to trade back and get a couple extra draft picks maybe and still get their guy. You can see them doing that too. So Terry Fontenot looking into everything when it comes to the NFL draft, as he should be. All right, let's hear from the head man, the head coach Arthur Smith, as he talked about he's always trying to evolve, and the team and the front office is always trying to evolve and optimize their process.
Because that's the one thing I think sometimes when you've had success maybe in certain areas, I think it's easy to think, all right, well, that's the perfect process. But, you know, we're always looking to improve on it. And so if something worked 2 years ago, you know, we may still use that. You know, we're not going to just change just for the sake of changing, but we're always pushing to see if there's things we can do better in this process.
What's one thing that you guys have to get that information away?
It's the same thing when people ask you about, you know, what are your non-negotiables and why give that information away? You know, everybody, it's such a competitive league, and we certainly don't think we got all the answers. We're not going to get up here and be that arrogant. I think that's foolish. Certainly there's people that do, but we're just always looking for ways of people we've added, coaches, what have you guys done well, personnel, guys that come from other teams, what's worked, what doesn't, and then we're constantly trying to evolve and push and improve.
There you have it. Trying to do things the best way, go about everything the best way. The Falcons are, as all teams are, so there you have it. Let's continue to hear from Arthur Smith. He talked about, well, first, we heard Terry Fontenot talk about earlier. He mentioned, you know, long-term approach versus short-term approach. They're not going to be prisoners of the moment, and that's why they draft best player available, because needs are always changing, and you're going to have these guys for 4 or 5 years at least, so they can afford to take a long-term approach when it comes to drafting best player available. And Arthur Smith went a little bit deeper into long-term approach versus short-term approach. Let's hear what the coach had to say about that.
I mean, you're always looking at this. The easy thing to do as a coach is only look short-term. You know, when you're in this job, I think, or any job that's a high-pressure job, I think sometimes you can make some pretty bad decisions when you're just looking day-to-day to win some kind of narrative. You see it happen, certainly. That's why I'm so thankful to work here from the top down and bottom up. We have a building that understands that, you know, certainly we haven't been perfect, but as you're going along building this thing, every day is not a knee-jerk reaction to it. So when you make some moves, you're trying to do what's in the best interest of the team long-term. And again, then as you're doing this, sometimes, I mean, you don't want to sacrifice something short-term that's going to be a disaster long-term. So that's, we're always looking at that, Josh. It's the National Football League. It's the most, in my biased opinion, the most competitive league in all professional sports. We know that when you sign up for it. Thankful every day you get the opportunity to come in here and do this job. So you don't want to get to that problem where you ever get desperate and trying to win the day-to-day narrative.
Yeah, if you try to win the day-to-day narrative, you ain't going to last too long, because at that point you're too far deep into some not good stuff. I was going to use another word, but that's not FCC allowed, so I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to get kicked off these airwaves for being irresponsible. But the point being, you never want to get to where you're having to manage the day-to-day and getting desperate and drafting for the short term, because that just means you're trying to draft to save your job, and at that point your job maybe is already lost. You know, you hear the phrase dead man walking. You could be close to that if you're trying to find yourself managing the day-to-day narrative, as Arthur Smith said there. You're listening to The Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're Lynn around the A right now. We're taking a trip around the A, talking about all the local sports stories, scores, and things of that nature. Let's pivot back to the Atlanta Hawks, because they got a big old 119-117 win to keep their season alive last night in Boston, in TD Garden, against the Celtics. And Trae Young knocked down that dagger three to put the Hawks up two and ice the game away. Onyeka Okongwu spoke after the game, and he talked about what Quinn Snyder told the team with 7 seconds left on the clock.
You know, basically led it to our stars' hands. You know, he would make the play for us. That's what he did.
That's it. That's it. Short, sweet, and to the point. Let Trae Young get the basketball. Let the star make the play. Put the ball in his hands. And that's exactly what Trae did. He made the play and helped the Hawks get a victory. All right. When we come back, we got a couple of things to get into. I need to hear about Noel. Was she slightly compromised last night? Because she does have Janet Jackson tickets. I need to know if our Hawks fan here at 92.9 The Game, we're all Hawks fans, but I need to know if this certain Hawks fan and Noel White was compromised because she had Janet Jackson tickets. And I just want to know the details. I know the concert has been moved, so I want to know what details Noel has gotten or has been given. I just want to get a little bit into that. So we'll have some fun with that. We'll probably continue to touch on the Falcons as well. So all that and more coming up in about 5 minutes right here on The Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Let's like this. Let's go. Let's go.
This is The Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is The Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews, as we celebrate a big Hawks win. They keep their season alive last night behind the wrist of Trae Young. Dagger three in the final moments of the game. put the Hawks up two. Hawks were able to stop the Celtics from scoring in the last 1.8 seconds of the game, and the Hawks get the victory, stay alive, and they are coming back to Atlanta to try and force a Game 7. DeJounte Murray will be back as well, and the Hawks have some momentum, and like I said, you never know. You never know what can happen. So, feeling good on this Wednesday morning. As we mentioned throughout the show, it is a West Georgia Wednesday as well. Two West Georgia grads holding it down on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And Noelle, obviously, a Georgia native. She is a Hawks fan. But I want to know if Noelle was a little compromised last night because she has Janet Jackson tickets. And if you haven't heard the story, the Janet Jackson concert is supposed to be tomorrow. But now that the Hawks have won, the Hawks game is tomorrow in State Farm Arena instead of the Janet Jackson concert that was also supposed to be in State Farm Arena tomorrow night. Noel, first and foremost, were you a little compromised last night? Were you secretly hoping the Hawks were going to lose so that Janet Jackson concert would stay on Thursday night?
I was not hoping the Hawks was going to lose.
Okay.
But
I'm about to say it sounds like a butt's coming.
I wasn't exactly sure what the plan was going to be if we did, in fact, win.
Right.
So now that we know what the plan is, I have a lot of rearranging to do on my schedule.
Uh-oh. Okay, so tell me, I know the concert has been moved. When did it get moved? Did it get moved to Friday? When did it get moved to?
Okay, so according to Live Nation, due to the Atlanta Hawks playoff game, the Janet Jackson show, originally scheduled for Thursday, April 27th at State Farm Arena, has moved to Friday, April 28th. Okay. All tickets for Thursday night show will be honored for Friday. Refunds will be available at point of purchase for those who are unable to attend.
Okay.
Now, what's the problem with that?
Yeah, I need to know what's your issue with Friday instead of Thursday.
It's a Taylor Swift weekend.
Oh, that's right.
At Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
I forgot the Swifties gonna be out in full force this weekend. Y'all be careful out there if y'all gonna be around Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Y'all going to that Taylor Swift concert because it's gonna be crazy. She done sold out the Benz for two nights.
Yes. So.
So yeah. is the Taylor Swift concert Friday and Saturday, or is it Saturday
it's
and Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, she got three nights.
It's a 3-day weekend.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Yes, she's doing this is the country slash pop version of what Beyonce is going to put us through in August.
Right.
It's going to be a 3-day Beyonce weekend.
Goodness gracious! So and it's going to be sold out every three nights too.
Yes. So this is the preview of the 3-day Beyonce weekend.
Man, so you're gonna have to, so basically the problem. So it was good at first for the Janet concert to be on a Thursday because you was going to miss all the Taylor Swift nonsense.
It was all good just a week ago.
It was all good just a week ago, and now you're going to be fully immersed because obviously State Farm Arena and Mercedes-Benz Stadium are right across the street from each other. You can walk from each one. Now you got to be fully immersed in that Taylor Swift nonsense on Friday, the first night. People going to be out. And move. I mean, it's going to be busy every single weekend, but Friday, the first night, is definitely going to be crazy down there. So now you got to be in all of that.
I'm throwing in the middle of that. I got to switch work days. I'm going to have to use a vacation day. Yeah, this has become a mess.
Oh, my goodness.
This has become a mess.
Jeez.
Yeah. I got to switch all kind of stuff around. Like, me and Dom got a whole deal now. We switch it, and then I done text my boss a whole new Monday, Thursday, Friday plan at the other job. And, hey, Henry, and my sister's going to have to figure out her schedule. Hey, Allison, because I'm sure I just told you what we are about to do on Friday. So, yeah. So, conflicted extremely. But we're going to make this work, and the Hawks are going to make it worth it. And they're going to win game 6.
Right.
And we're going to push it to 7 and go back to Beantown. And then they're going to be shaking because in their minds, they're supposed to be over with already.
That's
right. So the Hawks are going to make it all worth it.
That's right. Now, Hawks, you heard that. Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, and Onyeka Okongwu, everybody. Y'all heard Noel and what she had to go through and all the rearrangements she done had to make on y'all's behalf. And because of what y'all did. Now, we proud of y'all and we excited for what y'all did. But make it worth her rearranging everything because now y'all done messed up her Janet Jackson concert plans, which is okay. We love it. We love that y'all won. We love that y'all are fighting. But y'all got to make it worth it. Y'all can't come out and be all sluggish and just get ran out your own building tomorrow. Y'all got to come make it worth it for us in Game 7 and show the Celtics what's popping on Game 7, too. So make it worth it for Noel that she had to all do all this moving and rearranging.
Got to, because I feel like I'm doing more rearranging than Miss Janet Jackson herself at this point.
Right, Janet probably just like, oh, I'm showing up on Friday instead. Oh, all right, that's cool. That's fine. Now, she probably a lot more
like, y'all going to comp the room? All right, well.
I'm good. We'll make it work. Janet at that point where she need to cancel some stuff, she can cancel some stuff. She got that pedigree. She all right. But, no, I'm glad you have – it sounds like you have things figured out for the most part, though. Sounds like you got all your ducks back in a row after having to do some rearranging.
I'm juggling, but we're going to make it happen.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're going to make it happen, Noel. I'm glad you're still going to be able to go. And I'm glad you were able to get some things figured out there. I just had to make sure, you know, you weren't compromised, but she wasn't compromised. I figured she wasn't, you know, just got double checked, though. Just got double checked because I know concerts can do that to people. I know if I was scheduled to go to a Drake concert on Thursday and the Hawks won and I had to rearrange a whole bunch of my plans, I'd be feeling the way too, but I would still be happy that my Atlanta Hawks won, especially in a playoff scenario like this, especially in a winner go home playoff scenario like it was last night. All right. That is it for the full segment of the Hometown Take. We got to come back and talk to the morning shift, though, because we're getting ready for the draft. They're obviously going to react to Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks' big win last night. So we got to catch up with the morning shift, Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We'll see what's popping with them. We'll see how they're feeling after a big Hawks win last night. We'll see what they got coming up on the show next, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
With more of the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Final moments here on the Hometown Take. It's time to talk to the morning shift, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. I have one question for you all. Did you all also jump out of your bed and do like a victory lap around your couch or your bed like I did last night when Trae Young hit that three?
Yeah, man, I definitely did. I was rowdy. You know, I was kind of flipping back and forth between that and the Braves game for a while.
Right.
And then I think it was like down by 12 with just like 6 minutes left in the fourth. And you're like, oh, man, this is the Cancun trip coming. But then I couldn't turn it off after that, man. Incredible. We'll get into all of it.
Oh, yeah. Hawks, then the Braves, I guess, keep the winning ways going.
That's right.
Especially with pitching, right? Pitching seems to...
Charlie was looking good last night.
You have so much energy this morning, and I need...
Man.
I need just an ounce of it, Dylan.
After that Hawks win last night, man, I'm going to be zooted and booted for the rest of the week, or at least until tomorrow.
Until
the next game. That's right. Feeling good. But... sounds like y'all got a great show coming up, and we will not deprive the people of the morning shift any longer. I appreciate y'all tuning into the Hometown Take this morning. The morning shift gonna take you the rest of the way. They take you up until 9 o'clock. This has been the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios. The morning shift coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Let's like this. Let's go. Let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews as we celebrate a big Hawks win. They keep their season alive last night behind the wrist of Trae Young. Dagger 3 in the final moments of the game. Put the Hawks up 2. Hawks were able to stop the Celtics from scoring in the last 1.8 seconds of the game, and the Hawks get the victory, stay alive, and they are coming back to Atlanta to try and force a Game 7. DeJounte Murray will be back as well, and the Hawks have some momentum, and like I said, you never know what can happen. So, feeling good on this Wednesday morning. As we mentioned throughout the show, it is a West Georgia Wednesday as well. Two West Georgia grads holding it down on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Noel, obviously, a Georgia native. She is a Hawks fan. But I want to know if Noel was a little compromised last night because she has Janet Jackson tickets. And if you haven't heard the story, the Janet Jackson concert is supposed to be tomorrow, but now that the Hawks have won, the Hawks game is tomorrow in State Farm Arena instead of the Janet Jackson concert that was also supposed to be in State Farm Arena tomorrow night. Noel, first and foremost, were you a little compromised last night? Were you secretly hoping the Hawks were going to lose so that Janet Jackson concert would stay on Thursday night?
I was not hoping the Hawks was going to lose.
Okay.
But
I'm about to say, it sounds like a butt's coming.
I wasn't exactly sure what the plan was going to be if we did, in fact, win.
Right.
So now that we know what the plan is, I have a lot of rearranging to do on my schedule.
Uh-oh. Okay, so tell me, I know the concert has been moved. When did it get moved? Did it get moved to Friday? When did it get moved to?
Okay, so according to Live Nation, due to the Atlanta Hawks playoff game, the Janet Jackson Show, originally scheduled for Thursday, April 27th at State Farm Arena, has moved to Friday, April 28th. Okay. All tickets for Thursday night's show will be honored for Friday. Refunds will be available at point of purchase for those who are unable to attend.
Okay.
Now, what's the problem with that?
Yeah, I need to know what's your issue with Friday instead of Thursday.
It's a Taylor Swift weekend.
Oh, that's right.
At Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
I forgot the Swifties gonna be out in full force this weekend. Y'all be careful out there if y'all gonna be around Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Y'all going to that Taylor Swift concert because it's gonna be crazy. She done sold out the Benz for two nights.
Yes. So.
So yeah. is the Taylor Swift concert Friday and Saturday, or is it Saturday
it's
and Sunday?
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, she got three nights.
It's a 3-day weekend.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes, she's doing this is the country/pop version of what Beyonce is going to put us through in August.
Right.
It's going to be a 3-day Beyonce weekend.
Goodness gracious. So, and it's going to be sold out every three nights, too.
Yes, so this is the preview of the 3-day Beyonce weekend.
Man. So you're going to have – so basically, the problem – so it was good at first for the Janet concert to be on a Thursday because you was going to miss all the Taylor Swift nonsense.
It was all good just a week ago.
It was all good just a week ago, and now you're going to be fully immersed because obviously State Farm Arena and Mercedes-Benz Stadium are right across the street from each other. You can walk from each one. Now you got to be fully immersed in that Taylor Swift nonsense on Friday, the first night. People going to be out. And move. I mean, it's going to be busy every single weekend, but Friday, the first night, is definitely going to be crazy down there. So now you got to be in all of that.
I'm throwing in the middle of that. I got to switch work days. I'm going to have to use a vacation day. Yeah, this has become a mess.
Oh, my goodness.
This has become a mess.
Jeez.
Yeah. I got to switch all kind of stuff around. Like, me and Dom got a whole deal now. We switch it, and then I done text my boss a whole new Monday, Thursday, Friday plan at the other job. And, hey, Henry, and my sister's going to have to figure out her schedule. Hey, Allison, because I'm sure I just told you what we are about to do on Friday. So, yeah. So, conflicted extremely. But we're going to make this work, and the Hawks are going to make it worth it. And they're going to win game six.
Right.
And we're going to push it to seven and go back to Beantown. And then they're going to be shaking because in their minds, they're supposed to be over with already.
That's
so
right.
So the Hawks are going to make it all worth it.
That's right. Now, Hawks, you heard that. Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, and Onyeka Okongwu, everybody. Y'all heard Noelle and what she had to go through and all the rearrangements she done had to make on y'all's behalf. And because of what y'all did. Now, we proud of y'all and we excited for what y'all did. But make it worth her rearranging everything because now y'all done messed up her Janet Jackson concert plans, which is okay. We love it. We love that y'all won. We love that y'all are fighting. But y'all got to make it worth it. Y'all can't come out and be all sluggish and just get ran out your own building tomorrow. Y'all got to come make it worth it for us in game seven and show the Celtics what's popping on game seven, too. So make it worth it. For Noelle, that she had to all do all this moving and rearranging.
Got to, because I feel like I'm doing more rearranging than Miss Janet Jackson herself at this point.
Janet probably just like, oh, I'm showing up on Friday instead. Oh, all right, that's cool. That's fine. Now, she probably a lot more.
Like, y'all gonna comp the room? All right, well.
I'm good. We'll make it work. Janet at that point where she need to cancel some stuff, she can cancel some stuff. She got that pedigree. She all right. But, no, I'm glad you have, it sounds like you have things figured out for the most part, though. Sounds like you got all your ducks back in a row after having to do some rearranging.
I'm juggling, but we're going to make it happen.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're going to make it happen, Noelle. I'm glad you're still going to be able to go, and I'm glad you're able to get some things figured out there. I just had to make sure, you know, you weren't compromised, but she wasn't compromised. I figured she wasn't, you know, just got to double check, though. Just got to double check, because I know concerts can do that to people. I know if I was scheduled to go to a Drake concert on Thursday and the Hawks won, and I had to rearrange a whole bunch of my plans, I'd be feeling the way too, but I would still be happy that my Atlanta Hawks won, especially in a playoff scenario like this, especially in a winner-go-home playoff scenario like it was last night. All right, that is it for the full segment of the Hometown Take. We got to come back and talk to the morning shift, though, because we're getting ready for the draft. They're obviously going to react to Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks' big win last night. So we got to catch up with the morning shift, Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We'll see what's popping with them. We'll see how they're feeling after a big Hawks win last night. We'll see what they got coming up on the show next, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back with more of the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Final moments here on the Hometown Take. It's time to talk to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. I have one question for you all. Did you all also jump out of your bed and do like a victory lap around your couch or your bed like I did last night when Trae Young hit that three?
Yeah, man, I definitely did. I was rowdy. You know, I was kind of flipping back and forth between that and the Braves game for a while.
Right.
And then I think it was like down by 12 with just like 6 minutes left in the fourth. And you're like, oh, man, this is the Cancun trip coming. But then I couldn't turn it off after that, man. Incredible. Incredible. We'll get into all of it.
Oh, yeah. Hawks, then the Braves, I guess, keep the winning ways going.
That's right.
Especially with pitching, right? Pitching seems to.
Charlie was looking good last night.
You have so much energy this morning, and I need just an ounce of it, Dylan.
After that Hawks win last night, man, I'm going to be zooted and booted for the rest of the week, or at least until tomorrow.
Until the next game.
That's right. Feeling good. But sounds like y'all got a great show coming up, and we will not deprive the people of the morning shift any longer. I appreciate y'all tuning into the Hometown Take this morning. The morning shift going to take you the rest of the way. They take you up until 9 o'clock. This has been the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios. The morning shift coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Back with more of the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Final moments here on the Hometown Take. It's time to talk to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. I have one question for you all. Did you all also jump out of your bed and do like a victory lap around your couch or your bed like I did last night when Trae Young hit that three?
Yeah, man, I definitely did. I was rowdy. You know, I was kind of flipping back and forth between that and the Braves game for a while.
Right.
And then I think it was like, down by 12 with just like 6 minutes left in the fourth. And you're like, oh, man, this is the Cancun trip coming. But then I couldn't turn it off after that, man. Incredible. Incredible. We'll get into all of it.
Oh, yeah. Hawks, then the Braves, I guess, keep the winning ways going.
That's right.
Especially with pitching, right? Pitching seems to.
Charlie was looking good last night.
You have so much energy this morning, and I need just an ounce of it, Dylan.
After that Hawks win last night, man, I'm gonna be zooted and booted for the rest of the week, or at least until tomorrow.
Until the next game.
That's right. Feeling good. But sounds like y'all got a great show coming up, and we will not deprive the people of the morning shift any longer. I appreciate y'all tuning into the Hometown Take this morning. The morning shift gonna take you the rest of the way. They take you up until 9 o'clock. This has been the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios. The morning shift coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.